but it's down to Pallone Ranger and Jeremy's Jet. Which of these will take the lion's share of $1 million? Jeremy's Jet on the inside, dead game, captures the metro.
On the backfield is coming on, moving pictures on the far outside, reaches up for Mark McDonald to win the Breeders' Crown Open Mare Pace. It is moving pictures.
Le Grand Gladiator, le Gladiator gris, l'a fait encore une fois, une 74e victoire en carrière.
Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on StandardBredCanada.ca. Hey everybody, Norm Borg from the studios at Rideau-Carlton Raceway. Most of you know by now that a new horse persons group has been formed in the Toronto area specifically to replace OHA and get a deal done with WEG. We'll talk to the president of that new group, Bill O'Donnell. We'll have a can-see back feature. That and more straight ahead on Trot Radio.
August 20th through the 23rd, Sarnia will come alive with the first ever edition of Adrenaline, an event that will combine world-class horse racing and entertainment. Take in special limited seating events like Ultimate Band Challenge, Yuck Yucks on Tour, and the finals of the FBA Advanced Bartenders Competition, and play the Ponies Tournament. Adrenaline is all about food and drink as we feature over 15 food vendors plus beer and spirit tents. Adrenaline, so much more than racing. Purchase tickets for limited seating events online before they sell out. Go to AdrenalineFest.ca.
Welcome back to Trot Radio. As many of you know by now, a new association has been formed in the hopes of representing horse people who race on the WEG circuit. OHA failed to get an agreement and is now no longer recognized as a bargaining agent or representative for the horse people at Woodbine or Mohawk. Bill O'Donnell was president of OHA for a short time and left amid controversy, but is now back as the head of this new group called Central Ontario Standardbred Association, or COSA. Its goal is simple: represent the WEG horse people and get down to business on what O'Donnell thinks really matters.
Well, I think first what we try, first you got to worry about the future of your members. I mean, as far as RSPs and your benefits and insurances and whatnot for your, you know, owners, trainers, drivers, grooms, especially the grooms. And then, you know, we go from there as far as, you know, talking to WEG if they'll talk to us, hopefully, and just kind of join hands with them and work to go forward with the industry.
What would you say are the most contentious issues you'd want to resolve with WEG before you recommend it to your membership to vote on a contract?
Don't have any.
Nothing?
Nothing that I know of. The paragraph 21 was a stickler, you know, during the contract negotiations there.
Explain for our listeners what that is.
Paragraph 21 was, basically what it said was that if they WEG, meaning WEG, would have an issue with someone that was racing there and they wanted them to...
private property, okay.
Yeah, basically private property. They just didn't want OHA to represent them. Unless it was, you know, an industry-wide thing, not an individual thing.
What do you hope to do about that? Because I understand there's been precedent set in Sudbury, which would trump a racetrack's right to say that they don't want a certain trainer or horseman to be on their grounds, even though there's nothing to, you know, outright prove that they're cheating.
Well, I think that's between that horseman and WEG. I don't think that we as an association would want to get involved in something like that. It's, you know, I belong to a lot of associations in my life, and I've never experienced that where an association would take up a fight for a single horseman for whatever the issue may be.
Isn't it a matter of jurisprudence, though, Bill?
Well, you can call it whatever you want. I mean, we're not a union. I mean, we're not a labor union. We don't have the legal rights of a labor union. We're an association. All we're guaranteeing is that we have a contract with a racetrack, and we're getting dues for that. We'll do the right things with the dues as far as, you know, making sure your future is secured. And but as far as going around fighting with racetracks and stuff, there's nothing to fight about. Absolutely working with them, not against them. And, you know, if you keep your nose clean, nobody's going to have a problem. WEG or any other racetrack, I don't think that they pick anybody's name out of a hat to exclude them. So, you know, you got to have confidence in your partner and them and us. So I think it'll be a good marriage, I think, if we can get to that point, Norm.
Sure, yeah. What has been the reaction of OHA to this?
I have no idea. I haven't had any contact with OHA since whatever it was, April 30th.
Yeah, we take it from that the parting was not amicable.
On my part, it was.
Yeah. So, you know, OHA hasn't said anything, and so far nothing from Woodbine. When do you hope to make an overture to WEG?
Well, I think, first of all, we have to take the bylaws to the ORC, the Ontario Racing Commission, and hopefully they'll recognize us. And because in time here, in a very short time, that the CPMA are passing down, a mandate to the ORC that to the racetracks, that every racetrack has to have a contract with a recognized association. So, I guess we start that procedure first, and hopefully they'll recognize us and give us a little bit of a free hand, and then maybe WEG will talk to us.
The name of the organization is, once again?
It's Central Ontario Standardbred Association.
Or COSA.
COSA.
A little like Cosa Nostra, but I won't go there.
No, not that far. And we're going to have a website, hopefully, within the next week or so. It'll be called cosaonline.ca or cosaonline.com. We're trying to get the domain for both of those. So.
Well, all kidding aside, Bill, we do wish you the best in this endeavor. We certainly want to see the horse people that do race at Woodbine to have some sort of representation with those tracks. And who better than the Magic Man to try and make that happen?
Well, that's left to be seen, but we're going to try, and I thank you very much.
Well, best of luck, Bill.
Thanks, Norm.
Time now for our Can See Back feature. Seeing as how we spent some time talking to Bill O'Donnell, we thought we'd take you back to a very special moment in the career of the Magic Man, Bill O'Donnell, Nihilator, world record.
Less than 3/8 of a mile to go. Nihilator looking for the world record. Falcon Silster in close pursuit. 7 lengths now back to the rest. The 3/4 mark. 1:21.25. The field turns for home. Here's Nihilator. Here's the final time. 1:49.3. This is the fastest race mile in history. Nihilator, another devastating performance.
And that wraps it up for this edition of Trot Radio, brought to you by Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Borg Communications.